Since 1952, Hockey Night in Canada has been one of that country's most popular TV shows.
Season, so what a story, and we're delighted to have Derek Dorsett, the pride of Kindersley, Saskatchewan, with us on After Hours. So four tiny screws holding the C5.
That's broadcaster Scott Oak, one of the hosts of an interview segment called After Hours. After Hours is more about life in hockey than it is about the game itself. But the segment gets even more personal when Oak interviews NHL wing Ryan Reeves.
I have to start with a disclaimer. Ryan Reeves grew up across the street from our home in Winnipeg, and he's best friends with our son, Darcy. So we will try to keep this as professional as possible. But,
good luck.
But really,
yeah.
What are the chances?
For what?
Keeping it professional.
Not very good. Not very good at all.
Reporter Tal Pinchevsky has the story.
In the late 1980s and early 90s, while Scott Oak was establishing himself as one of Canada's foremost sports broadcasters, Ryan Reeves was growing up across the street in Winnipeg. As young children, Ryan and his brother befriended Scott Oak's two sons, Bruce and Darcy.
I literally did everything with them. Playing hockey in the streets, playing, you know, in the middle of winter, making snowmen, just everything kids do, it was me and the Oaks family.
I recall vividly the family, our family, sitting down to dinner and you coming in the house in your robe saying, I'm getting in the hot tub, and you just walk past us and get in the tub while we had dinner.
Well, you guys are my second family. Exactly. I was very comfortable walking in your house with a robe.
Reeves left Winnipeg at 17 to play junior hockey with the Brandon Wheat Kings of the Western Hockey League. A year later, he was drafted by the St. Louis Blues in the fifth round of the 2005 NHL draft. Through it all, he remained a close family friend of the Oaks. But things changed dramatically for Scott Oak and his wife Anne in 2011.
Bruce had been struggling for 4 or 5 years with addiction. His life had become a roller coaster of active addiction, recovery, relapse. And despite how much love and support we gave him, and we gave him a lot because we did everything we possibly could to keep Bruce alive, that roller coaster just went on and on. Until March 28th, 2011, there were to be no more attempts at recovery because we got the call that no parent should ever get, and that was that Bruce was dead of an overdose in Calgary.
I was in St. Louis for the first time. I just got called up. For the first time in my career. That was the first time I'd ever played in the NHL. So, you know, my dream had just come true. And then a couple weeks later, you know, one of my best friends died.
Reeves wasn't sure whether he should take a leave from his new team.
I didn't really know how to handle it, whether I should get back to Winnipeg for the funeral or whatever. So I called Scott and Ann, and Scott told me, you know, don't you dare come back. You got to... You know, you're chasing your dream right now, and I don't think Bruce would want you to come back. So it was a really tough decision not to go, obviously, say bye for the last time. But, you know, just having Scott and Ann's blessing to stay here was enough for me.
Reeves stayed with the team and eventually earned an everyday spot in the lineup. After that 2010-2011 season ended, he returned to Winnipeg for the first time since Bruce's death, with a special tribute to his late friend.
So I got a tattoo of a empty boxing locker, basically with a pair of boxing gloves hanging and a microphone sitting on the locker. You know, Bruce was taking boxing and he was really big into the kind of the underground freestyle scene. So, you know, that's what the microphone and the boxing gloves are for.
I remember thinking, wow, that is neat. Kind of took my breath away.
Reeves continued to establish his place in the league. After 7 seasons with the Blues, he was traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins in June 2017. Less than a year later, he was traded again to the Vegas Golden Knights. By then, Reeves had already been interviewed by Oak for a 2017 After Hours segment. But it was as a member of the Golden Knights that Reeves' on-air relationship with his childhood neighbor flourished. Last summer, as Vegas embarked on an improbable run to the Stanley Cup Final in its inaugural season, Reeves and Oak became something of a regular feature on Hockey Night in Canada. Their exchanges became especially colorful when Vegas played Reeves and Oak's hometown team, the Winnipeg Jets, in the Western Conference Final. Naturally, Oak was there live on the air, a microphone in his hand.
How many family and friends are today?
I don't know. I'm cutting my family off. They're wearing too many Jets jerseys when I invite them to the game. So I don't know. My mom, my dad are here, and that's about it. A couple of buddies.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, your son too. I'm going to talk to him. Don't worry.
We'll leave it at that.
Thanks, Scotty.
Thank you, Ryan.
I love you.
The exchanges were typically lighthearted and fun, like in Game 5 of that series when Oak interviewed Reeves during intermission.
And he decided to rub my head, because Ryan always has to have the last word. And it's not a good look for me because I'm follically challenged, as most people would know. But anyway, what could I do about it? And then he scored the goal that eventually finished the Jets. And so the rubbing the head thing became standard for him. He thinks it's a form of good luck and does it whenever he has an opportunity. But I go along with it.
It's all just the latest chapter in the special relationship between two men who have become family.
I think it's just fun that we can, you know, share in the good times and help each other in the bad times. I think it's fun that you can just be able to go through that with, you know, a very close family of yours like that.
But it's like watching one of your own kids grow up. He's done really well. And, you know, as a family, as an entire family, my wife and Darcy and I were very proud of him.
That story came from reporter Tal Pinchevsky. The Oak family is about to break ground on the Bruce Oak Recovery Center in Winnipeg. Scott says Ryan Reeves has made several contributions to the family's foundation.